Hello. Pick up the phone if you're there. You're gonna want to speak to me. Are you there? No? Well, then I guess I'll just have to leave a message. You're probably wondering where your wife is. She went missing 2 nights ago, didn't she? In fact, I know you're wondering where she is because you keep calling her. And we've seen all the messages you've sent her that she's not allowed to answer. That's right. We have your wife. And you don't need to worry about who we are or where we are. There's no way you're gonna find us. All you need to worry about is doing exactly what we tell you. You see, we took your life. Not, well, I guess she could be your life. We took your wife. We snatched her straight off the street when she was on her way home. And you're going to give us exactly what we want, or else we're not going to be as nice to little wifey as we have been so far. You don't want my two friends to fuck you, her wife, do you? I work with two guys. Both of them have been in prison before. Neither of them tend to be very nice to women. At least not women like your wife. We actually chose her because the guys liked the look of her. Jason said she looked like she needed to get taught a rough lesson. Don't worry though. I can keep them on the leash and make sure they don't do anything to her. Just as long as you do what I tell you. On the other hand, if you don't do as I say, well, then your pretty little wife is gonna end up as a cocksheath. A fuck puppet for two big men with very big cocks. Two big angry guys, and we'll probably send you a video. You understand? I'm sure you do understand. I want to avoid that. I'm sure you want to avoid that. So here's what you need to do. You need to get a hold of $50,000. I know that's not going to be easy for you, but frankly, we don't give a fuck. That's not our problem. You'll need to get $50,000 in cash, and you'll deliver it to... Jason, can't you make that bitch be quiet? I'm trying to record blackmail messages right now. For God's sake, Jason, I told you to wait a minute. Oh, well, I guess there's no point in pretending. My friends have been fucking little wifey since the night we picked her up. How was I supposed to stop them? That bitch is just so cute. I mean, come on. With those cute little titties and that hot little ass. Jason only got out of jail last week and he's been dying for some tight pussy. Your wife is just his type. Cute and little sophisticated, kind of innocent. He even had a go at her back in the van when we were driving away from where we snatched her. He couldn't wait. I was driving the van, but I could hear him going at it. I have to be honest, she sounds pretty hot when she's fucking. But I guess you know that since you're married to the whore. Look on the bright side, and leads to when you get your wife back, she'll have a freshly shaved pussy. My other friend, Ryan, likes his girls hairless, you see. He made little wifey bleach her cute little asshole, too. Personally, I think that looks pretty tacky, but both guys seem to like it. This morning, tied her up with her butt on show and took turns on her. Yeah, she told us she doesn't do anal, but the guys weren't really interested in her preferences. I'm not interested in her preferences either. In fact, I like to push her limits a little. I like to tell Jason to strip her naked and smack her around a little while I think of new ways they can fuck her. It makes me so wet. I had them dress her as a hooker and spin roadster last night. I like to make fun of her while they do it. Actually, I have a question for you. Why is she so bad at walking in heels? Ryan bought her a pair of sexy pumps, and he makes her walk around in them before she sucks him off wearing them. She's so clumsy, though. She looks like Bambi. It's kind of sweet, but I think it makes the guys go harder on her. She squeals like such a cunt when they have her cock inside her. So yeah, I guess there's nothing you can do about it. He's fucking her right now. He's about to make her take it in the butthole for the second time today.
That's right, you little slut. You're gonna get butt-fucked again. What's the matter? You don't want it? It hurts? Tell shit. No one cares.
Sorry. I guess I got a bit distracted there for a second. Fuck it. I'll call you again in a couple of days and we'll arrange the ransom. I think my friends and I might want to keep this bitch a while longer. Sweet dreams.